This is the Sakar Muli of 23rd of September 2025. Essence: sweet children, do everything with the power of yoga. There is no question of asking the Father about anything. You are the children of God, so don't perform any devilish actions. Question: what miracle does your power of yoga perform? Answer: with this power of yoga, you are able to control all your physical senses. Unless you have the power of yoga, you cannot become pure. It is with the power of yoga that the whole world becomes pure. Therefore, in order to become pure and make your food pure, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Do everything tactfully. Interact with everyone with humility. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. No one in the world knows how the spiritual father comes and establishes the new world of heaven. No one knows this. You cannot ask the Father about anything. The Father explains everything to you. You don't need to ask about anything. He continues to explain everything himself. The Father says, I know what I have to come and do here in the land of Bharat every cycle. You don't know this. He explains to you every day. Even if no one asks a question, he still continues to explain everything. Sometimes, some children ask Baba what to do because they have difficulty about their food and drink. This is something to be understood. Baba has already told you to do everything with the power of yoga. Do everything while staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Wherever you go, the main thing is definitely for you to remember the Father and not to perform any devilish actions. We are the children of God, and He is the Father of all. He gives the same teachings to everyone. The Father gives the teaching, children, you have to become the masters of heaven. Even in a kingdom, there are different positions. Everyone's status is according to the effort he makes. It is you children who have to make effort, and you children who have to receive the reward. The Father comes to inspire you to make effort. You didn't know anything about when the Father comes, what he does when he comes, or where he takes you. According to the drama plan, the Father himself comes and explains where you had fallen from. You fell from the very top. It didn't enter your intellects at all as to who you are. You now realize this. You never even dreamt about what the Father would come and do. You didn't know anything at all. You have now found the Father. You understand that you should sacrifice yourselves to such a Father, just as a very loyal and faithful wife completely sacrifices herself to her husband. She isn't even afraid to climb onto the funeral pyre. She is that courageous. Earlier, many of them would climb onto the funeral pyre. Here, Baba doesn't give you any such difficulty. Although the term the pyre of knowledge is used, there is no question of burning yourself. The Father explains as simply as pulling a hair through butter. You children understand that there truly are the burdens of sins of many births on your heads. There isn't just one Ajamil. Every human being is more of an Ajamil than the next. Human beings don't know what they did in their past births. You now understand that you only committed sin. In fact, not a single soul is a charitable soul. All souls are sinful. If someone performs charity, he becomes a charitable soul. However, charitable souls only exist in the Golden Age. So what if someone built a hospital, etc.? He cannot escape coming down the ladder. He doesn't go into the stage of ascending. He continues to descend. This Father is so beloved that you say you sacrifice yourself to him whilst alive, because he is the husband of all husbands, the father of all fathers, the highest of all. The Father is now awakening you, children. Such a Father who is making you into the masters of heaven is so ordinary. In the beginning, when daughters became ill, Baba himself would serve them. He doesn't have any arrogance. Bab Dada is the highest on high. He says, whatever actions I perform them through this one, or I inspire him to perform them. The two are like one. You can't tell which acts the Father does and which ones Dada does. The Father himself sits here and explains to you the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. The Father is so elevated. There is also so much influence of Maya. God the Father says, don't do this, and yet some don't listen to him. God says, sweet children, don't do this. In spite of that, some children do wrong things. He only forbids you to perform wrong actions, but Maya is very powerful. Don't forget the Father, even by mistake. We say, no matter what you do to me, even if you beat me. But the Father doesn't actually do anything like that. However, this is said in extreme situations. There is also the song, I will never leave your door, no matter what you say to me. What is there outside anyway? The intellect also says, where else could I go? The Father gives you a kingdom, that which you will never receive at any other time. It isn't that you can receive something in your next birth, no. That one is the Parlokic Father, who makes you into the masters of the unlimited land of happiness. You children also have to imbibe divine virtues. However, in regard to that, the Father also advises you, do your duty as a policeman, etc. Otherwise, you will be dismissed. You have to do your job. You have to show a stern eye sometimes. As much as possible, do everything with love. Otherwise, show a stern eye with tact. Don't use your hands. Baba has so many children. Baba is also concerned about you children. The main thing is to remain pure. For birth after birth you have been calling out, O purifier, come and purify us. However, you didn't understand the meaning of that at all. Since they call out, they must definitely be impure. Otherwise, there would be no need to call out to him. There is no need to worship him. The Father explains that there is so much assault on you innocent, weak ones. You have to tolerate that. Baba continues to show you many tactics. Continue to move along with great humility. tell him, "You are my God." So, what are you asking for? At the time of getting married, the bridegroom says, "I am your husband, your God, and your guru. I am your everything. Therefore now tell him, I want to remain pure. And so why are you stopping me? God is called the purifier. You should be the one who purifies me." Speak with a lot of love and humility in this way. If he becomes angry, shower him with flowers. Sometimes they beat their wives and then say they're sorry. When someone drinks too much and becomes very intoxicated, he considers himself to be an emperor. This poison is such a thing, don't even ask. They repent afterwards, but because they have developed the habit, it doesn't break. They fall into vice once or twice and become intoxicated, and then continue to fall. Just as intoxicating things bring souls happiness, so vice is also like that. You have to make a lot of effort here. Without the power of yoga, none of your physical senses can be controlled. This is the miracle of the power of yoga, and this is why its name is very well known. People come from abroad to learn this yoga. They remain sitting in silence. They become distant from their homes and families. That is the artificial peace of half a cycle. No one knows about true peace. The father says, "Children, your original religion is peace. You have to act through your body. A soul remains peaceful until he adopts a body. Afterwards, that soul goes somewhere and enters another body. Here, some souls continue to stumble around in their subtle bodies. Those are bodies of light. Some souls cause a lot of sorrow, and others are good souls. Here too, there are some good human beings who don't cause anyone sorrow. Others cause a lot of sorrow. Some are like sadhus and mahatmas, great souls." The father says, "O long lost and now found children, you have come once again to meet me after 5,000 years. What have you come here to receive?" The father has told you what you are going to receive. "Baba, there is no question of what we are going to receive from you. You are Heavenly God the Father, the creator of a new world. So we will definitely receive the sovereignty from you." The father says, "When someone understands even a little of this knowledge, he will definitely go to heaven. I have come to establish heaven. God and Prajapita Brahma are the greatest personalities of all. You know who Vishnu is. No one else knows this. You say we belong to their clan. This Lakshmi and Narayan rule that kingdom in the golden age. This discus, etc., doesn't actually belong to Vishnu. These ornaments belong to us Brahmins. We have this knowledge at this time. None of these things are explained in the golden age. No one else has the power to explain such things. You now know the cycle of 84 births. No one else understands the meaning of it. The father has explained this to you children. You children understand that these ornaments don't seem right on us. We are still receiving teachings and making effort. We will then become like them. By spinning the discus of self-realization, we will become deities. The discus of self-realization means to know the creator and the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. No one in the world can explain how the world cycle turns. The Father explains everything very easily. The duration of this cycle cannot be as long as they say. News of the world is related in terms of its human population. They don't speak about the population of tortoises or fish. It only applies to human beings. People ask you questions. The Father explains everything. You simply have to pay full attention to this. Baba has explained that you make the world pure with the power of your yoga. Therefore, can you not purify your food with the power of yoga? Acha, you have become like this. So do you make others become like yourselves? You children now understand that the Father has come to give you the sovereignty of heaven once again. Therefore, you mustn't refuse him. If you refuse the sovereignty of that world, everything is finished. You will then end up in the refuse. This whole world is rubbish, so that would be called refuse. Look at the condition of this world. You know that you are becoming the masters of that world. No one understands that there was just the one kingdom in the Golden Age. They don't believe you. They have their pride and so they don't listen to you at all. They say all of that is your imagination. They say that bodies, etc., have been created through imagination. They don't understand the meaning at all. They simply say that this is the imagination of God, that everyone becomes what God wants them to become, and that this is his play. They say such things, don't even ask. You children know that the Father has now come. Even the old mothers say, Baba, we claim our inheritance of heaven from you every 5,000 years. We have now come to claim the sovereignty of heaven. You know that all actors have their own parts. No two actors have the same part. You will make effort with the same names and forms at the same time to claim your inheritance from the Father. There is such a huge income. Although Baba says that even if someone has heard just a little of this knowledge, he will go to heaven, every human being makes effort to become elevated. Therefore, effort is first. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dana 1. Just as Baba serves you children without any arrogance, so follow the Father. Also follow the Father's Srimat and claim the sovereignty of the world. Don't refuse. 2. Die alive and sacrifice yourself to the Father of all fathers and the husband of all husbands, the one who is the highest on high and the most beloved. Sit on the pyre of this knowledge. Don't forget the Father even by mistake and thereby act wrongly. Blessing. May you be a carefree emperor who remains filled with limitless treasures of happiness. Every day you receive limitless treasures of happiness from the ocean of happiness, and so your happiness can never disappear in any situation. You cannot be worried about any situation. There are no thoughts such as, what will happen to my property, or what will happen to my family. There will only be transformation, will there not? No matter how elevated people in this old world are, they are old, and so you have become carefree. Whatever happens, it will be good. For Brahmins, everything is good. Nothing is bad. You will have such a sovereignty that no one will be able to snatch it away from you. Slogan. Consider this world to be a spiritual game and situations to be toys, and you will never be disheartened. Aviact signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. The last so fast effort has remained in the volcanic form. Because of the Pandavas, the Yadavas are stuck. The stage of elevated spiritual honour of the Pandavas will finish the adverse distressed situations of the Yadavas. With your honour and self-respect, give distressed souls the blessing of peace and comfort. To be the volcanic form means to become the lighthouse and mighthouse stage, and to continue with making that effort. Om Shanti.